This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas, presented by U-Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill and I'm Giri Balakrishnan. With us today is Andrew Koh, CEO of Canon Marketing Malaysia. He will be sharing with us the strategies employed by Canon in overcoming challenges brought about by changes in the sales tax regime, a weakening ringgit, and contracting economic growth on the revenue and future outlook for the Malaysian market leader in printers and cameras. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thanks, Giri. Good morning.
Andrew, in 2017, Canon Malaysia managed to register total sales of around 680 million ringgit. You had actually set a target of 5% top-line growth of around 715 million for 2018. Is the company on track to achieve this growth target?
We are still on track, I think. Of course, there are many external circumstances and environmental changes that crops up, you know. But we have to deal with them, you know, as we go along. So regardless of what happens, we are still pushing ahead with the growth target that we have set for ourselves.
Okay, so the ringgit, which is a significant component in deciding the direction of sales, it has come under some pressure in recent months, declining by around 6.5% against the US dollar since April. So what strategy is Canon Malaysia employing to offset the negative impact?
We want to take a long-term view because currency fluctuations happen all the time, you know, and this may only be a short-term phenomenon. So obviously, we are monitoring it closely. And on our end, we try not to overburden our customers and consumers with unnecessary price increase. We try to absorb as much as we can. We try to make sure that our operations are efficient so that we do not pass on extra costs to our customers.
So in terms of pricing, the determinant, regardless of the fluctuation in the ringgit against the US dollar, have you maintained the same kind of retail pricing for off-the-shelf price?
I would not deny that there has been some impact. And where possible, we try to maintain price. But for certain products or models, where we're not able to absorb, you know, any further, we will have to moderate the prices somewhat. So, yeah.
So, Canon printers have dominated the Malaysian market, capturing around 50% of market share, which is quite significant. And that has actually grown from about 43 or 44% over the last 3 years, up to 50% now. What impact has the ringgit's weakness had on market share?
We are very proud to say that even though, in spite of the currency fluctuations, we are still able to maintain and, in fact, grow our market share. And we are a strong number one market share now in Malaysia, not just for inkjet printers, but even for laser printers, right? And that has a lot to do with the support of the customers. I think we've built up a very strong brand image over the years here in Malaysia. And also, we have a very good channel partners. These would be our distributors and our retail partners that sells to the consumers.
Now, your predecessor, Wataru Nishioka, revealed that currency weakness has been hampering sales growth as Canon's regional headquarters in Singapore determines and as a result raises prices to offset the weakness of the ringgit. In fact, on-year sales growth has shrunk or remained flat at best over the last few years. I want to go back to your target of 5%, and I want to understand what it is that has changed in the landscape to support your optimistic outlook of a 5% growth in top line.
If we look at what has happened over the last, let's say, 2 years, you know, so much things have happened, you know. I've been heading Canon Marketing Malaysia for the last 2 years. And I can tell you many things has happened. interesting developments. But I look at it as a scenario of the bottle is half full, you know, I think a lot depends on one's perspective of the economy. And I would like to think that in the long run, Malaysia is poised for greater things, you know. And even this year, as we're looking at a GDP growth of about 5%, that's according to IMF forecast, I think that's a good, sustainable, steady growth. And so that's why we are optimistic moving forward.
So your optimism is based on the GDP numbers and not so much on product development or the consumption patterns that we have seen so far? Because as of the last 3 or 4 years, growth has been, like as I said, pretty much flat to only marginal.
Yeah, actually, Giri, interesting that you mentioned about product development, because one of the things about Canon is that we devote about 8 to 9% every year of our revenue to R&D, to research and development. And that's very important because at Canon, we believe in innovation, continuous innovation, so that we come up with better products, better technology that will help our customers and consumers. So because of this, we are confident that, you know, we will still have a steady stream of new products coming our way that will help to propel our growth.
Are you looking at a new portfolio of products coming out this year?
Every year, without fail, we release a stream of new products. Besides the consumer end of the business, which we have the printers and the cameras, we also have commercial products like large format printers, the big production products, as well as even network surveillance cameras, etc. So that's why we have a wide portfolio of products, and taken together, I think that makes us releasing new products all the time.
Right. How significant has the impact of GST on revenue been when it was introduced in 2015?
I think just like everyone else, I think there was a knee-jerk reaction to the GST introduction, and that definitely impacted our sales somewhat. But it stabilized after a while. And then, interestingly enough, when the GST was zero-rated 3 months ago, you know, that created another spurt of buying. So it has different impact both ways. So that's been interesting for us.
So with the abolition of GST 3 months ago, you actually experienced a spurt in sales. Now the next headwind that we're going to be facing is the SST. So what are you anticipating with this? Because then it's going to be another bump in the road.
Oh, short of trying to crystal ball gazing, you know, we frankly very hard for us to predict what the reaction of the customers and consumers will be. But again, if we look at the macro view, looking at it from a macro view, the experts are saying that with SST, it will lead to more disposable income and lead to more confidence for the business. So it, as a whole, if you look at it that way, then I think it's good for everyone. So we tend to look at it from a macro view. That will help us in the long run.
Sure, the consumer's spend power maybe, or buying power may be better.
Mm-hmm.
But what about from the product perspective? I mean, are we looking at a potential rise in prices? Are we seeing a reduction in prices? How would it impact your business?
So our philosophy is still the same. We try not to overburden our customers and consumers with unnecessary price increase. And frankly, nowadays, I think the world has become a very small place too. You know, customers are able to check prices all over the world. They can do it online. So again, we have to also factor that when pricing our products. So we'll take all this into account.
So as we spoke about this earlier, your headquarters in Singapore basically decides the price of your product. What kind of input is the HQ in Singapore taking to determine what would be the final price in Malaysia?
Our regional office is based in Singapore, Canon Singapore. And of course, Canon Singapore tries to regulate the pricing across the region. But as you know, the currency movements happen all the time. And as much as possible, we try to also consider local factors when we do the pricing here. What works in Singapore or what works in Thailand may not work in Malaysia. So we have to take into consideration local factors at the same time.
So in a nutshell, would you say that with the introduction of the new tax scheme, the sales and service tax, potentially there would be an upward revision in the retail price of Canon's products?
For some products, we may be forced to revise the price in line with that, because our costs obviously will go up accordingly. You know, because we operate in an environment where we want to adhere and abide to government policies. So those are products that are subject to tax. Obviously, then we have to rework everything again. But as much as possible, we try to improve our own efficiency so as not to overburden our customers.
So Canon's company revenue contribution of around 45% comes from the inkjet and laser printers, while another 25% comes from each of the camera and copiers divisions, and the balance is from large volume printer products.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any targeted business development to change this revenue contribution mix?
As much as possible, we try to have a good balance and good mix of contribution from both our consumer and our commercial business. We try to strengthen these areas at the same time, even for the commercial business too. And we see commercial business growing, especially in our big format, large format printing business. Of course, the consumer business is still very important to us, and the printers will continue to be a major contributor for us.
So your large format printing business, that segment, what kind of growth figures are you looking at?
Definitely double-digit growth.
So it will eventually become a bigger component of the revenue stream.
Yeah, we expect it to grow. We are looking at the high double-digit growth for the next few years.
With us on The Breakfast Grill is Andrew Koh, CEO of Canon Marketing Malaysia. Next up, we discuss how competition from smartphones has affected the camera industry, while new business segments may help drive Canon's revenue growth. Stay tuned for that right here on BFM 89.9, The Business Channel.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill, and I'm Giri Balakrishnan. With us today is Andrew Koh, CEO of Canon Marketing Malaysia. Now, the advent of cameras in smartphones has had a significant impact in how consumers capture photographic images. There seems to be less of a need to have a separate device just to take pictures, and it offers unparalleled convenience. Andrew, cameras in smartphones are continuing to improve with technological advances. Many have tied up with well-known manufacturers, such as Huawei with Leica, while Apple created an entire marketing campaign on how great the photos on iPhones look. How significant an impact has this had on the digital camera market?
Well, the camera industry has changed a lot in the last number of years, and that definitely has some impact on our business. I'll say that it has evolved, and because of that, we also have to change our outlook about the industry. I would like to say that we are not a camera maker. We are in the business of photography, and that's very important, right? Because as long as people are taking photos, then we still have an opportunity for growth. So we don't see smartphone makers as competitors. We see them as complementing the business we are in. Because if you take photos with your smartphone, you realize that there are certain limitations. And then for those who want to scale up to another level, then they will consider buying a digital camera. You know, so as long as people are taking photos, we are fine. So that's the way we see it. In fact, the photography business has expanded a lot. Of course, a certain segment of our business has been affected. For example, compact cameras. But then now we see more interest in other segments of the business. For example, our high-end, semi-professional compact business, our DSLRs, even mirrorless, which is now also growing. So that's the way we see it.
Actually, I have some figures here. This Camera and Imaging Production Association, or CIPA, reported in early 2018 that the total number of interchangeable lens cameras, these are professional cameras, sold have actually halved between 2012 and 2017 to around 11.5 million units. And this was largely due to smartphones.
Mm.
How would you overcome this challenge and try and regain lost market share?
One of the things that we have to remind ourselves is that we need to reach out to our potential customer base and to educate and to cultivate this photography habit. Because nowadays, because of the convenience of mobile phones, I think people are just using mobile phones to snap pictures. And when I say snap, I mean it in the literal sense. You just, you know, snap pictures of anything. But what we want is we want to educate people about what good photography is, to appreciate photography. Then they will consider moving on to the next level. But whether they buy a DSLR or a high-end compact or a mirrorless, we make all these cameras. And we have been in the camera business for more than 80 years. So we have a long legacy of know-how in the camera business. And it's part of the evolving technology that has been happening in this industry.
You've mentioned mirrorless cameras a couple of times. So let's talk a little bit more about this. Right now, Canon has a significant presence in the digital single-lens reflex or DSLR camera mm-hmm. segment. Mm-hmm. And the recent development has been, of course, the mirrorless cameras. And the company actually has been playing catch-up with competitors such as Ricoh and Fuji. Now, if there has been a definite shift from DSLR towards mirrorless cameras, which apparently they produce better images, they are lighter, and they also, in terms of costing, have advantages, can you explain what is the strategy behind this and why it has taken you a longer time to get to the market with mirrorless cameras than the competitors?
Okay, that's a good question you ask, because I think many people tend to look at it from a very short-term view. You know, sometimes products that are the flavor of the month, you know, it becomes very interesting. We tend to take a longer-term view because we have been in this, like I mentioned earlier, we've been in this industry for more than 80 years. We have seen the ups and downs. We have seen the changes. You know, the camera industry, when they move, when it shifted, when you made the transition from film, analog to digital, there were also some upheaval. And then also along the way, there have been many changes. So like now, we are seeing changes in the industry too. Our strength obviously is in the DSLR market because we have a long legacy of that. Even up till today, the professionals still depend and trust in DSLRs. For example, if you look at the Asian Games, all the professional photojournalists, photographers are still using DSLR, and mostly Canon, I must add, because they trust in it. They have the confidence in the product. But mirrorless has also been growing, and we have taken note of it. We have also certain models that we have released that will cater to that need. For example, recently, this year, we launched the EOS M50, which is our first mirrorless that has a 4K video. And again, now people are looking at mirrorless with very high quality of video. So again, we see it changing. So we are also catering to the needs of the changing needs of the market.
So with mirrorless cameras, beyond just the video imaging and the quality of the video imaging, in your opinion, do you think that mirrorless cameras will be the death of DSLRs?
I think both will coexist. And depending on what the needs are, I think what we want is to offer our customer base the choice. They can, you know, depending what they prefer. And who knows what may happen in 3 years' time, in 5 years' time. But whatever it is, we will still be at the forefront of the evolution and also in terms of technology upgrades and, you know, changes along the
way. So between the two, DSLRs and mirrorless cameras, I mean, your product positioning, how would you define it?
We are giving customers choice, depending what they are comfortable with, depending what they prefer, but they have the option of both. And both comes with the Canon know-how in terms of, you know, camera technology.
What about price points?
I don't think we want to relegate one or promote the other more than each other. So we will, of course, still keep in mind both different markets as we position it.
So you put both DSLRs and your windowless cameras on the same plane and it's not competing with the other?
I don't think it's competing. I think one thing that camera customers have to bear in mind is when they buy a camera, it is not just that camera body that they're buying. It is a whole system. We are the world's camera brand with the largest array of lenses, nearly 100 lenses. So it's a whole system that they're looking at, because the body is only one aspect of it. The lens play a very important role too.
Sure. So isn't that actually one of the reasons why it would be a difficult switch for all the gear and equipment that have been purchased already for DSLR cameras now to shift to a mirrorless camera, unless your products are, or your lenses are completely interchangeable, which they may not necessarily be?
One of the advantages of our mirrorless system is that it works with our current EF lenses. So it's fully compatible. So no issue with that.
So there's no issue with switching off the body from your DSLR to your mirrorless cameras?
No issue whatsoever.
Okay. Now, Canon is now well into the fifth phase of the five-phase global cooperation plan, which was kicked off some years ago. Mm-hmm. It actually ends in 2020. Mm. So part of this includes the establishment of new production system, reinforcement and expansion of new businesses, as well as creating future businesses. Could you explain this plan and how it has served to grow the business for Canon Malaysia?
Coming up with new products and continuous innovation is very important to us, because we cannot be sitting still and rely on what we've done before. That's why this plan is very important, because we have to continually innovate and coming up with new products for new businesses. So at the same time, of course, Canon Marketing Malaysia here is a marketing company, and a lot depends on what are the products that come from Japan, right? But at the same time, we also have to be more innovative in the way we approach a business. Like, for example, in our copier business, it is not just merely selling a copier. It is selling a document management solution. You know, depending what our customer needs are, with the software that we have, you know, we try to manage and track their printing patterns and stuff like this. So that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to innovate at the same time as a marketing company.
Okay, Andrew, that's all we have time for today, unfortunately. Thank you for joining us on The Breakfast Grill.
Thanks, Giri. My pleasure.
That was Andrew Koh, CEO of Canon Marketing Malaysia. I'm Giri Balakrishnan for BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan Malaysia's mobile data service provider of the year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.